Right. So when I was in college, I spent 4 months in Mali, which is in West Africa. Financially, Mali is a very poor country, but culturally and spiritually is very rich. It was the first time I'd ever lived in a place where most people are Muslim. I didn't know much about Islam yet, so I'm sure there are many things I failed to understand. One thing I learned, however, is about the importance of using and reusing things until they have fully served their purpose. Animals and plants, and even things that people create using those things, have baraka, which basically means blessing or divine energy. Muslims must use things in respectful ways and not waste them. And this is a lesson that is repeated many times in the Quran. The most common piece of clothing for women is called a panya, which is approximately 2 yards of cloth that are wrapped around the lower body like a sarong. It is important to dress modestly because it shows that you value your body and your privacy. Your body is off limits to men who are not related to you. And I see the value now in this principle. I didn't completely understand it back then. And even it kind of rubbed me the wrong way as someone who grew up in the United States wearing, you know, mini skirts and shorts. I really never had thought of that before, but I understand now what the purpose is. So hijab, which is the Islamic concept of dressing modestly, is not just about covering your head or even wearing any specific type of clothing. It's just purely about dressing and behaving modestly. So another thing I learned about the panya is how adaptable it is. It doesn't matter if you gain 50 pounds or you lose 50 pounds, it's still going to fit. You could lend it to your sister. You could borrow one from your grandmother. They fit everybody equally well. Wearing a special panya that has been handed down your family is a real honor. But there are ways to extend the use of ordinary panyas too. You can use one to carry a baby on your back or to tie up a load of onions at the market. You could use it as a light blanket or as a shawl, or you could recycle it to make an outfit for a child. Even when the cloth is very worn, it can still be used for diapers, or you can coil it into a cushion so you can carry a basket on your head without it slipping off. If you spend time in the markets where tailors are working, you will see little scraps of cloth lying everywhere on the ground, but people don't throw away whole pieces of cloth. There are no stores like Goodwill. Everything can be reused or adapted in some way. In Mali, I realized that I don't need a lot of possessions to live a good life. Babies are much happier being tied to their mothers with a piece of cloth than they are being pushed around in a stroller, and you don't hear them cry very much. It gave me confidence when my own children were born that I wasn't going to spoil them by keeping them close, and I didn't need to buy any fancy equipment.